in the past, some parents will rely on their children to take care of them at old age. If you make these contributions consistently, you'll be financially independent, which means that you don't have to depend on your children.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Your Pension, Your Money, Your Future. So you have an interesting individual with me that will discuss everyday pensions and anything about your retirement saving.
Big question: who needs a pension plan today? Only government workers or people that work in the corporate sector? Nah. Tolu the event planner. Chioma the Instagram we can deliver anywhere in Nigeria. Salisu, we are not just roadside mechanics. And indeed, all those who work for businesses with less than 3 people can now join the micro pension plan to conveniently save for the kind of future they want. Visit a pension fund administrator of your choice or their agent today to sign up for a micro pension plan and also enjoy additional benefits. This message is brought to you by the National Pension Commission, PENCOM, and the Pension Fund Operators Association of Nigeria, PENOP.
Today I'm here with another interesting individual. His name is Osareme Osade. I don't know if I got the pronunciation right, but he'll let us know. And today we're discussing micro pension. Osa, for short, is the Executive Director of FCMB Pensions. Welcome, Osa.
Thank you very much, Abuchi.
Before I get into the meat of it, let me ask you to tell me something interesting about yourself. Let the viewers know.
Okay. I wasn't expecting that. I have a pension for golf, the sport golf. That's something that really appeals to me, and I like to create time to play a bit more regularly than I used to do.
Now, where did you get that from? You know, Nigeria, where typically football, you know.
Yeah, I have one or two elder statesmen that, you know, that I just admire the way they very clinically follow their lifestyle. And today they are as fit as whatever you can imagine. And they've done it tremendously well.
Great. Okay. So let's get into the meat on this. And today we're discussing micro pension. So people might have heard micro pension here and there's something burning them up. Can you tell the viewers what really is micro pension?
Okay. Micro pension is a platform under the contributory pension scheme that enables self-employed entrepreneurs to key into the scheme. Organizations with 3 members of staff and below can also key into the scheme. What typically happens is for you to open a retirement savings account and then begin to fund it in your personal capacity.
So does someone need to be employed to key into the micro pension?
Okay, employed is relative, because for you to make these contributions, you have to earn. So which means that you have to have something you're doing to be able to make contributions towards, you know, into the account you open.
So typically people who are either self-employed, working for themselves, or work in an organization where less than 3 people,
yeah,
this is for them.
Yes.
So most people think that pensions are really for people at the high end, formal workers. So what you're saying is that pensions, people in the informal sector can also have pension.
But of course, I mean, Nigerian working database that we have suggests that the informal sector, where the micro pension falls, you know, under, you know, has the largest percentage of the working class. So yes, of course, it's not for old people. If anything, once you are 18 and above, you must begin to think of pension, because I mean, the history of all existing pension schemes in Nigeria has been a history of dwindling fortunes. We know what people have gone through, very cumbersome processes trying to secure their pension. And because it was largely unfunded, it was impossible to get the money as and when due. So I think this is a very, very great opportunity for people to take maximum advantage of this entire cycle.
I encourage people to jump
to into it.
Saving for retirement.
Yeah.
Keeping the informal employment.
Yes.
Great. So you mentioned the fact that the opportunity is huge, if I'm not sector is huge. How can people get to sign up? Do they need to go physically to their PFAs? And do you need to sign up with a PFA?
Oh, yes. You have to open your retirement savings accounts with a PFA. depending on what works for you. If proximity to the PFA's office works for you, you can walk in them. Otherwise, in a place like FCMB Pensions, we have put in place a seamless, platform that enables you to, open your retirement savings account by yourself from the comfort of your home. And in 24 hours or maximum 48 hours, you're able to generate your PIN.
Great, I love that. But I want you to expand more. How easy is it to save or to withdraw? We hear people in the formal sector, if it's too cumbersome, they pull out. So how easy is it to save or withdraw on the micro pictures?
Oh, no, that's much easier. There are two authorized payment platforms that PENCOM has authorized. You have Remita, you have PenPay. Whichever one you choose to use, that's fine. Again, the same thing pays you. Because if you have a bank very close to you, you can walk in there and make deposits. And the beauty about it is how flexible it is. You can make deposits for as many as you want, as many times as you want. There are no restrictions. You can, depending on the kind of job and the earnings that come, you can make those contributions as many times as you can.
So there are no limits. For instance, if I want to make 1,000 naira every day, 1,000 naira every 2 days, or 10,000 naira every week, it depends on me.
Yes.
Right. So if I make 10,000 every week, and in the fifth week, I don't make, is there going to be a penalty or it's up to me?
No, it's entirely your call. Okay. It's entirely your call. It's highly flexible. There's no, but the thing about it is you have to, as much as possible, try to be consistent. Because the contingency part of the contributions that you make will require you to make the contributions for 3 months consistently to be able to access the contingency. Of 40%.
Wait, you spoke about contingency. Can you please tell the viewers what that is?
Okay, we have taken into consideration the lifestyle and the cash flow most likely that the micro pension RSA holder would have. So we expect that from time to time, short to medium term, expenditure and that they require to make as a result of exigencies. We have created a 40% out of the contributions that you make, more like the kind of money you have access to. So you're able to take it anytime you want.
Big question. Who needs a pension plan today? Only government workers? Or people that work in the corporate sector? Nah. Tolu the event planner. Chioma the Instagram we can deliver anywhere in Nigeria. Salisu, we are not just roadside mechanics. And indeed, all those who work for businesses with less than 3 people can now join the micro pension plan to conveniently save for the kind of future they want. Visit a pension fund administrator of your choice or their agent today to sign up for a micro pension plan and also enjoy additional benefits. This message is brought to you by the National Pension Commission, PENCOM, and the Pension Fund Operators Association of Nigeria, PENOP.
What do you think are the benefits of micro pensions generally, or pensions in general? People who are out there who are skeptical, I don't want to save, I can save myself. What would you say?
Okay, the beauty about it is that, there's an exclusive fund that is created for the purpose of micro pension. It's called Fund 5. That Fund 5 takes into consideration several peculiarities, that exist within this space. We hedge against volatility and make sure that liquidity is assured all the time, so that when you want to take the money, there will be no stories. Second is the fact that in the past, some parents will rely on their children to take care of them at old age. If you make these contributions consistently, you'll be financing independence, which means that you don't have to depend on your children. I know parents, back in the day in Benin, oh, by the way, my name is Osarime Osaya. I'm sorry, I should have said that. You tried, Oguchi. So you have that financial confidence. Parents would rely on their children, who typically would travel abroad and all of that. But these days, those things are changing. You are the author and the finisher of your lifestyle, beyond 50, beyond 60, beyond 70, depending on what you can carry. If you continue to work and you can, make those contributions, I don't see where your financial independence is assured.
You don't need to depend on anyone.
You don't need to depend on anyone.
yeah, purchase, ladies and gentlemen.
And then additionally, in terms of microcredit, in terms of medical window for you to take care of very basic ailments, I mean, these are things that the regulator as well as PENOP are looking at to see how they can harness these opportunities on your behalf and see how we can, you know, you can take maximum advantage of them.
Great, great. Wait, you spoke about old people. Some young people watching this to say, okay, it's not for me. What would you say about that? Gen Z, 18, 19, 20, finish university. Is this for them also, family?
Of course it is. Because you see, the thing is, when I talk to core members during the orientation camps, this is what I tell them. The message is very clear. I said before now, retirement is usually seen as something for old people, but it's not correct. You must build, you know, you must build your fund. Like I said, you'll be the author and the finisher of your lifestyle. If you are flamboyant, if you are someone who likes the good life, like most Nigerians, the fact amongst the Gen Zs that you talked about, they will need to fund that lifestyle, especially now that, you know, cash is becoming, it's always been king, but it's getting worse. So you need to take care of your destiny. You need to provide for yourself. It's not for old people, certainly not. The Gen Zs can actually take maximum advantage of it, especially the flexible part of it, where you can make multiple contributions into your retirement savings account.
Great. So you heard that. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, you can start saving for your pension scheme. So let me give some feedback. Some people might say, I've heard you, Osa, but I'm still scared. What's going to happen? How my pension funds invested? If I'm investing in micro pension, how is it going to be invested by the PFA?
Okay, so I'll give you a typical example. Our default fund is function that takes into consideration, you know, risk and all the volatility that would happen in the market. So typically, and besides, we are highly regulated by National Pension Commission, our regulator. So we invest in some equities, fixed income, a couple of other instruments that will make sure that, you know, by the time you are looking at your contributions and the income that we're making on it, you will not believe it. I'll give you a typical example. By December of 2023, about mid-December 2023, a friend of mine who ported from another PFA to FCMB Pensions, you know, called me around end of January to ask me if we did not make a mistake on his retirement savings account because of the kinds of returns that he saw. Now, the truth is, because of the compounded effect, it's not one instrument, it's a fusion of several instruments. So the chances are that, you know, each one will balance out the other one. And then you're better for it. That's the truth of the matter. You're better for it. The investment part of it continues to grow your fund. And before you know what's happening, by the time you get a statement, you will not believe it.
What you are saying is that the micro pension funds are invested the same way the general pension.
It's typically the same.
It's not because it's not a lower form.
No, it's not. Certainly not.
Yeah. Main pension fund invested. Okay, you spoke about some things about microcredits, health insurance. Can you just expand more about what other benefits that the micro pension participants can expect in
future? Okay. So in future, chances are for target savings, there's a way, ordinarily, you cannot, your pension account cannot serve as a collateral for collecting loans. But there are plans, ways where you can access to some credit that would take care of your short to medium term exigencies. Also, for health insurance, for a very little premium, you'll be able to have access to very basic cover. You know, which I believe some of us may know about.
The things to look forward to if you set up a micro pension, things in them plan. So let me have you all, sir, the golf buff, Bini man. What would you say final words to entrepreneurs, young people in the formal sector who are skeptical about pensions and micro pension? What would you say to that?
Okay, so like I said before, I'll say again, you would decide your retirement period. And like I said, it's not age specific. It does not say anyone, you must get to 40 or 50 before you start to think of retirement. No, let's begin to build our our finances post-retirement period. Because if you don't, the chances are that you're going to be running from pillar to post. And gone are the days where you allow, you know, support. And children these days, once you train them in university, they need you. And once they leave you, chances are that they're not coming back. They're gone. You must take your destiny in your own hands. I encourage all and sundry to ensure that you build some financial buffer, you know, for yourself. You know, and look after yourself is very key, because sometimes, I mean, like I said before now, we saw a lot of our parents, you know, they had to go through very difficult times because they worked for as many as 30, 35, 40 years and nothing to show for it because it was largely unfunded. You cannot give what you don't have. But in this case, a fully contributory scheme, and I think that, you know, you should keen to it and use it to preserve your retirement period and even afterwards.
Big question. Who needs a pension plan today? Only government workers? Or people that work in the corporate sector? Nah. Tolu the event planner. Chioma the Instagram we can deliver anywhere in Nigeria. Salisu, we are not just roadside mechanics. And indeed, all those who work for businesses with less than 3 people can now join the micro pension plan to conveniently save for the kind of future they want. Visit a pension fund administrator of your choice or their agent today to sign up for a micro pension plan and also enjoy additional benefits. This message is brought to you by the National Pension Commission, PENCOM, and the Pension Fund Operators Association of Nigeria, PENOP.
Wait a second. So if you're self-employed, you're an entrepreneur, you're a millennial, you're a young person, what are you waiting for? Open a micro pension account. We've heard it straight from OSA. Your pension funds are safe with the PFAs, and you're on your way to a financial future. Like I said, you're the author and signature of a financial future. Till we see you next time. Thank you.